and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I feel like we should preface this conversation by saying that I don't intentionally think about what animals I'm going to kill when I get into my car in
the
morning.
You know what? You put on your own disclaimer right there, but I'm just going to point out the fact that over the past 12 months or so, you've taken out at least four of God's creatures with your motor vehicle while barreling down the highway.
I hit a car one time. That doesn't count.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. You know, you hit a deer.
Yes.
You hit a cow.
I did a cow.
All right. Well, a car. Okay. All right. You hit some other stuff. I'm just saying. So, and now you've taken out a beautiful bird of flight.
So here's the thing is when we were driving to Montreal, there was two cars. And, first of all, it's never easy when somebody's following you, right?
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
Behind you, right?
Right.
So we were driving and the first thing we see is a deer. I have now renamed myself the Deer Whisperer because I can almost, when I see the deer, I can anticipate its actions.
Oh, I see.
I know that they travel in packs. So if you see a deer, there may probably be another deer somewhere in the close vicinity.
You feel you have some sort of communication with them now. Now that you've split one in two and enveloped its soul with your motor vehicle.
It imploded against my car. I don't believe it split in two. So that being said, I see the deer and I know immediately, hazards on, hit the brakes, come to a full stop, right?
Okay.
And I was able to stop everybody behind me. And just as I had suspected, the deer crossed the road on the highway.
Oh, that was very nice. That's good. So you learned something.
Exactly. And then we continued driving, and about an hour down the road, there was so many birds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking,
maybe you're in a migration path.
Who knows what was happening? But now I'm thinking in my head, the bird's going to fly away. The bird's going to fly away. And because that's what birds do. They fly away when the car's coming.
Why would they come at you?
And then I realized, oh my God, this bird's not going to fly away. And I have to make the conscious decision, am I going to hit this bird?
Am I going to swerve to avoid this bird, possibly causing an accident?
And I look around.
Or am I going to barrel on and just knock him out?
And I look around and there's cars around me. And I go, it is not safe for me to try to get out of this bird's way.
It's a split-second decision.
Yeah.
And you made the announcement in your head.
In my head, I really thought about this. And I go, I'm killing the bird.
Right.
And that's what...
And it happened. That's what happened. The bird struck your car, flew off, and the car behind you texted in a confirmation that the bird was down.
Right. They said, bird down.
Wow.
With a picture of a little emoji of a bird. There were feathers.
And you don't feel bad about it. You don't feel bad about it at all. You actually told me you wanted one feather as a trophy.
And
you did tell me that.
Well, because I feel like, you know how people are going around with the pokey things, and they're trying to get the pokey go and all that. If you take a bird out in real life, that's got to be worth a lot of points.
You figure it's like a stripe, a teardrop tattoo on your face or something like that.
Right.
I understand.
Like, I'm kidding. Like, you never want to take out, like, an animal. But there's certain animals that, like, when it comes down to it, if it's you versus them,
right, what are you going to do?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Put my life in danger when I've got a car full of people in front of me and in my car.
All right, you ready for a quiz? I got a quiz here for you. All right, squirrels.
Squirrels you hit.
Oh, really? No remorse whatsoever.
What are you going to do? They're squirrels.
Cats.
No, you swerve for cats.
All right, ducks.
Duck, you have to.
What with baby ducks?
There's a family.
Baby ducks. They got a whole list of baby ducks behind them, and they barely don't even have feathers
yet. You put your life in danger,
rats.
And you stop the car.
How do you feel about
baby
rats?
Ducks. Rats you kill.
All right, dogs.
Dogs always stop. Always.
Stop the car. Where's this dog belong? Who's this dog belong to?
Right.
Somebody take this dog home.
Yes.
Skunks.
Skunks you hit.
Nobody has remorse for skunks whatsoever.
Sorry,
they just don't want to be the next person to run it over.
Yeah.
Deer and moose,
you stop your car.
Yeah, just based on size alone.
Yep.
Wild turkeys,
you stop the car, and they will attack your car.
They are vicious.
I've been in that situation before.
They are vicious. Turtles.
Turtles, you have to stop.
I mean, they could be there a long time. I'm just saying, maybe if you have a good amount of clearance, you can kind of go over them.
No.
You know?
I think
nobody
you stop for turtle.
How about cougars? Cougars, like a mountain lion.
Where do we live, in the Serengeti?
There was one on the Merritt. Come on, it happened.
I guess you stop for cougars and wolves.
Bald eagle.
I think it would take
a lot
of damage. It's America. You let it go.
Unicorn.
On that note.
Great white shark.
Okay.